السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته and welcome to حزب التحرير's English podcast. Press release.
When will the blood boil in the veins and end be put to any aggression and the hands of the enemies be cut off?
Translated. The Ministry of Health reported in its daily statistical report on the number of martyrs and wounded as a result of the Jewish aggression on the Gaza Strip on July 23, 2025, that 113 martyrs and 534 wounded arrived at Gaza hospitals over the past 24 hours. The death toll from March 18, 2025 to date has reached 8,363 martyrs and 31,004 wounded. This brings the death toll from the aggression to 59,219 martyrs and 143,045 wounded since October 7, 2023. The Palestinian Ministry of Health also announced on Wednesday, July 24, 2025, the registration of 10 new deaths due to starvation and malnutrition in the past 24 hours, bringing the total number of deaths to 111 since the beginning of the crisis. In a tragic development, medical sources revealed the death of 21 children due to starvation and malnutrition in the past 3 days alone, noting that some children, quote, are dying in their tents and homes without reaching the hospital or anyone knowing about it, end quote. In the same context, Dr. Rieke Pieperkorn, the World Health Organization representative in the occupied Palestinian territories, explained that July alone saw 5,100 children admitted to malnutrition treatment programs, including 800 children suffering from severe wasting. The criminal Jewish entity's attack on our people in Gaza continue in every way and by every means. By bombing, killing, siege, and starvation, the aim is to annihilate and eliminate them. Women and children are not spared. On the contrary, it deliberately targets them to weaken the morale of the people of Gaza and push them towards surrender, submission, and subservience. The executive director of UNICEF reported horrific reports of 7 children killed while waiting for water at a distribution site. She added that the incident comes days after children and women were killed while waiting for food aid. This is the state of our children in Gaza. They are being killed and exterminated in cold blood by a ruthless enemy, while the blood of the Ummah's children has frozen in their veins with no movement or support. O sons of the Ummah of Islam, why are you, like the dead, motionless? Your brothers are calling for your help, crying out for aid, so what are you going to do?
Or are you content with merely praying for them?
Are you powerless, or are you clinging to the life and fearing death? Where is your love for your deen and your longing for martyrdom? Or are you turning away from attaining one of the 2 good affairs? O sons of the best ummah Allah has brought forth for humankind, have you grown accustomed to the scenes of torture and slaughter? Have you become a passive, helpless survivor of support? Does the chivalry of the sincere and devoted not stir within you so that you may rise up as one? Eradicate the criminals and support the oppressed. We in the women's section in the Central Media Office of Hizb ut-Tahrir call on all members of the Ummah to work to push those who can stop these genocides to take action, put an end to the policy of starvation that is devastating our people in Gaza, stem the tide of bloodshed that has drowned them, and cut off the hands of the enemies who have extended their evil to their people. We call on everyone to work to instill a Khalifa, Caliph, who will defend his people, provide them with security and tranquility, and instill fear and dread in the hearts of the enemies so that they will not think for a moment of attacking any of their members. Women's section in the Central Media Office of Hizb ut-Tahrir. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.